Kyle Kempf, the Senior Director of Government Affairs for the National Small Business Association, is here now. And Mr. Kempf, tell us, Christopher Shays just said that this could really affect Main Street in terms of small businesses not getting the credit that they need and not being able to hire workers, not being able to expand. Are you seeing any of that now?
We definitely are. I mean, the access to capital is a huge issue for small businesses right now. I think most small businesses are a little unsure of how this proposed bailout would affect their businesses. We just did a quick poll of our membership on September 25th, and 44% said they were not sure how it would impact their small business. But the access to capital definitely is affecting small businesses already.
And tell us how that's affecting small businesses. What are they not doing that they could have done previously?
They're using bank loans at a 15-year low. And, you know, part of that is a response to tightened lending standards. You know, small business owners are increasingly turning to credit cards to finance their businesses, which obviously subjects them to much more volatile and high interest rates, which is one of the reasons we've been advocating for credit card reform. Because of the access to restrictions to capital, you know, they're not expanding their businesses, they're not hiring new employees, they're cutting back on business travel. It's, you know, it runs the whole gamut.
So if these small businesses aren't expanding and they're having trouble getting loans to expand, what does that mean for their employees?
I'm not sure that it's come to the point yet that many are cutting back on employees, although some percentage is. But, you know, I think a lot of small businesses are not hiring new employees at the moment. They're sort of bunkering down and hoping to weather through this economic storm.
So if I'm a small business and I need a loan, a loan to expand or a loan to improve my services or anything along those lines, where would I go? Who would I go to?
Well, increasingly, you would go to a credit card. That's the largest source of financing for small businesses these days.
Because banks are saying, no, we can't do it?
Banks find the credit cards more profitable than traditional bank loans frequently. They're able to charge, you know, much higher interest rates. Their interest rates are much more volatile. They can go from a 12% rate to a 30% rate because of any number of factors that may or may not be beyond the control of consumers and small business owners. You don't get charged 30% on traditional bank loans.
So are you getting calls from your membership, and are they agitated? What are they saying to you?
I wouldn't say we've been getting a whole lot of calls right now, mostly because I think, like I said, a lot of small business owners aren't quite sure what to think of the financial bailout. Also, a lot are hunkering down, trying to just weather the storm, and they're focused more on trying to run their business and, you know, make some sort of margin of profit with soaring energy costs and rising healthcare costs and now all of this volatility. So they're just trying to, you know, weather through.
Kyle Kempf is Senior Director of Government Affairs for the National Small Business Association. Thank you.
Thank you.